League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read, Marvel Madness Issue 2. I'm Paul.
I am Tony.
And we have?
Oh, me, Josie.
Hey, all right, we're here. All right, so I hope you all enjoyed the first installment of Marvel Madness, Josie's brainchild. Before we hop into issue two, there's a few things. Okay, so we took off a couple of the movies from the list that we originally did. And that would be Howard the Duck, Man-Thing, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer, Rise of, Iron Man 2, and I think that's it.
Rest in peace.
Somehow Incredible Hulk was on our list.
Oh, and Incredible Hulk,
we don't
know
why it wasn't crossed off, but it wasn't, so we crossed that one off today.
Yes, so now we are down to 24 movies because we printed out a 24 bracket and had to go with that.
And yes.
And so everything's working now. So those are the movies that we crossed off. So if you're like, oh man, I really wanted to hear your thoughts on Man-Thing, well, look no further. We watched it.
Mm-hmm. Paid $4.
Paid $4 for Man-Thing. So this is Marvel's cry out to DC to make their own Swamp Thing. And how'd you guys feel about the flick?
I really enjoyed it. I stayed awake the entire time. That means a lot.
Yeah, but like you must have just had energy.
I did.
She had coffee that day.
Yeah.
And it was just after the fucking spring forward.
It's true.
Yeah.
But
a lot more daylight in the day.
I enjoyed it. I've never seen Swamp Thing, though, so I don't have anything to like base it off of as far as that goes. So
I don't really remember Swamp Thing. I'm just more so basing it off the character of the comics that
you
I've
just
read.
Because it's like Thing-Thing.
Well,
so
it lives
be,
in
like,
the swamp.
Penis thing and it's just related.
No, because it like lives in a swamp. It's like a protector of the earth, which is both things that are Swamp Thing. I'm not sure which came first. If I had to guess, I'm going to say Swamp Thing because I'm sure like Marvel wasn't like, all right, what are we, this thing lives in a swamp. Man-Thing. What do you guys think? Like
Man-Thing.
It sounded very much so. What they're trying to bite the ankles of DC on that one.
What's the origin of Swamp Thing? Because we found out like how Man-Thing is what he is. What's Swamp Thing since I've never seen it?
It was a biologist. Well, the comic version, he was a biologist, and he was working on something to help grow like green in places that wouldn't grow green. And some places like, well, if he does this, then it's going to impact like our take on fracking and shit like that. So let's blow him up. He blows up. He becomes attached to the swamp. And
so it's the exact same thing as Man-Thing.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah. But, well, Man-Thing was a Native American spirit, that a guardian more so. Now in Swamp Thing, though, there's these
but
little...
But he still manifested a dead body in from the swamp into a
yes,
Man-Thing.
Correct.
So
spoilers.
That's...
Yeah, big fucking spoilers.
But Swamp Thing, one really cool thing about him was that there was these little worms. I can't remember what they're called, but like if you teach this worm a maze and then you cut it into two, both worms will know what to do. Like they'll know how to do the maze and they'll become its own separate worm, but they'll have memory of it. So these worms eat the person, the biologist that exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Swamp Thing can materialize anywhere, like in the swamp, because these like worms make him up. So like he just attaches to the green stuff. I thought that
why isn't
mean.
He called Worm Thing then?
Because he's based in the swamp, and I think fucking someone else wrote that into his storyline. Retconned it.
Okay. Well, you know.
So, Tony.
I prefer Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Avenger's great. Yes. Have you seen Toxic Avenger?
I don't know.
It's a trauma film. It's a rough B film.
I think I might
it's awesome.
Have started
oh, it's fucking
it,
hilarious.
But I can't recall it.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. It's good, though. Yeah, Man-Thing, if you like Swamp Thing. I mean, I honestly, what did you think about the...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what did you think how the creature looked?
Besides real close-ups, it looked actually decent.
I didn't think the close-ups were that bad. I liked what they did with his eyes. They were like little. It looked bad. It was bad, but I liked it. It was different. Like
I agree.
The little red dots moving, almost like bugs in his eyes.
Yeah,
yeah, like little red fireflies.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it. I didn't think it was bad. I thought what Paul pointed out when we were watching it is when the CGI met a real. Like a hand going through a body, like the other side of the hand looked like shit.
Or even like the monster, if it was a practical prop,
now, granted,
then the tentacles coming off, it looked kind of garbagey.
This movie came out in 2005, and Tony said it felt like it came out 10 years earlier than 90, that. So
yeah,
I will agree with that. If you put yourself in the mind from like a 98-year movie, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, like, for what it was in 95, 96, I would rank it, like, a 7 out of 10. But for a 2005, I rank it a fucking, like, 2 out of 10. I was very... I'm never watching it again.
Oh, okay. I actually didn't think it was that bad.
But I had a good time.
The acting's way bad. It's a decent experience to have. I'll give it that. I'd say, like, 5.
Horrible acting.
Yeah, I'd say, like, a 5 overall. Because I like the creature, and I like the... He is inside the cupboard right now. Yeah. God damn it. Tony just shut the door on Catball. Anyways, so I liked the creature and how he looked, and I liked his backstory and stuff, but the acting was really bad, really, really bad. Your girl from Transformers was in there.
Yeah.
You liked her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The what'd you guys call her? She was the hacker for the first...
She's
the first...
analyst. She's the senior analyst.
Yeah, she discovered the
code.
Her
buddy was the hacker. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so
Maggie
was
her name.
I give it a 5. What about you?
How I'll give it a
deep,
5.
Deep
I'll
impacts?
Give it a 5.
Okay, right on. So Man-Thing, 2005 gets a 5. And what'd you give it, 2?
Yeah.
But I will watch it again before I die.
A 2-7 grading
just
scale.
Once. Yeah? Okay.
Depending on which decade I'm in.
Oh, so a 7 in 98?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or
in 98, if I
would have
saw that
yeah.
in the theater, like around the time of like other movies in 98, that would have been just fine.
It does start out with like a super 80s feel to it, like just fucking bouncing titties and then titties covered in blood and shit like that. Like that's kind of
It
funny.
Did start off, yeah, that typical like,
that was
hilarious. Let's run away and go fool around and someone's going to die.
And there's a lot of racist angle too because it's set in the South too. That's kind of funny and un-PC. So yeah, there's like certain things that you can take away from. It's an enjoyable watch to say.
Yeah, you
the
guys
least.
Laughed a bit, but I don't know if it was one of those
it
like
at the
awkward,
movie?
Like, yeah, like you're laughing at it, not with it.
Yeah, and I'm not
things.
Sure if we were supposed to be laughing at those parts. All right, so Tony, we teased this on last week's episode. Thor Ragnarok, you saw it. You saw it 2.5 times. What'd you think?
It was okay.
All right, so we're going to move on into... No, go ahead.
Man-Thing was way better.
No, waste of my time. A 2.5 waste of my time. I saw it, and I think it's just a fucking blast. I think it's fun. I think it's colorful. I like the color palette so much. I love the director so much from what he does acting-wise from What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm-hmm. And Korg.
And Korg. Korg is just so dope.
So dope.
He really is. He kind of almost like steal. I don't know. They did so good with all of the characters. Like even the Hulk in this movie
Jeff
was
Goldblum's
fucking
funny.
Awesome. Yeah, they were so good.
Dude, every character you love in that movie.
What the fuck does he say? Oh, he's like, you've been pardoned. And the guy's that guy's like, pardoned from life.
I didn't like the girl.
Dude died laughing.
Yeah, she was part of the Asgardian army.
She captures Thor.
What were they called?
I can't remember her name.
She was a fucking,
shoot.
Damn it, I know what they're called too.
Oh,
I know, you've been talking about it all week long.
She was in Westworld. She's a good actress.
I just don't think her introduction.
I don't think she was angry enough. He called her angry girl a lot and stuff, and like I don't think she was as hardcore and angry and drunk as she. Her intro was fucking hilarious.
It was great. That was great.
Her falling off the side of the ship, all drunk and shit.
I don't know. I just feel like I didn't relate to her. Like I don't know. Like she.
I mean,
I
relate
Korg,
to other characters more.
Freaking amazing! Like we were quoting him for weeks.
Korg,
still do to
Korg
this day,
and Meek
so.
Are wonderful.
Yeah, I read Planet Cult War. Like it was like Planet World War Hulk or some shit like that. And it's when he comes back from that, and Korg's with him and Meek and shit like that.
Yeah,
Meek ends up being a huge piece of shit in that issue.
Ooh,
yeah, it's wild.
But I obviously don't even remember
in
that
this
girl's
movie.
Name. That sucks.
Oh yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just remember her as Angry Girl.
Yeah, I don't.
But yeah, she was part of this fucking like old Asgardian fucking like sect that was. Pretty much, they were like
Valkyries. Female protectors.
Valkyries, there you go.
They're
Valkyries.
Thank
you.
And so they were like,
what was that movie with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, they're an elite guard that like defended Asgard, but they're all gone. And she's sort of just like a drunk, disenfranchised one of them. And she's like, I don't want to be found. Fuck you.
Well, because they all got killed except for her, right?
Yeah. Beyond that, though, Thor's fucking hilarious compared to any other Thor.
Now,
they throw away all the garbage.
Did you watch Thor 1 with us when we watched it?
I mean, I've seen Thor 1.
Yeah, but when we rewatched
he's hilarious
it recently,
in terms of his intro to a human.
Mm-hmm. I think that Thor is awesome, and I think his spirit of the character has always been in there. I think Dark World took it a little bit too serious, and I think with this director that he was able to like explore the. God damn it! I tried so hard. We just lost a little bit of the audio, so I was trying to go back into it. Can't. Yeah. So, anyways, really like Thor Ragnarok. Yep. Sorry, Tony. You missed a riveting review. Tony talked about so much stuff. Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was mainly just about like the actual director being just really good and that his voice was seen throughout the movie. That's why Tony and Josie enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm. Is that about the gist of it?
And it's aesthetically pleasing. It's got
it
good
is.
Fighting. It's fucking, it's so unique and fresh.
I could do without the Led Zeppelin though.
Well, everyone could. I could do without a lot of the fucking.
Did you guys think that it was
going to
like pop in right at the beginning, though?
It did.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't. I thought that was going to be the final battle. They give you like the final battle scene like right off the rip.
Yeah,
I thought that was a neat take because like the trailers all made it seem like that's going to be like the fucking end all be all, and it's like no, this is the first fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah,
strap your nuts in, dude.
I just, I mean, I don't like any. I don't think I usually ever like popular songs in movies unless it's like fucking like Casino or fucking like
so contemporary music. I like when what about Donnie Darko fucking Mad World?
Well, those I feel like are period piece that work for it.
That was Gary Jules' cover. That's contemporary. Mad World, Gary Jules, he covers it at the end. That's not Tears for Fears. That's who does it originally. Tears for Fears is in it though, making it feel like an 80s movie, but I'm just saying at the end when the fucking like it's the montage of everything that's happened in the movie.
That part's rad. That one's so calm. Yeah, I like that
it
one.
It works.
I just think Led Zeppelin's obnoxious.
That's shit. Zero deep impacts for Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, for sure. And they ripped off all their music.
What?
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, I've told you this before.
What is happening?
They've been battling forever with rumors, and I think even now it might even be like to court level of them like ripping off other people's music.
Who'd they rob? Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young?
No, just like random...
Tom
like,
Petty?
No, random little bands that were never going to make it.
Oh, yeah, like cool bands.
Oh,
they
like people would open for them. They'd be like, taking that riff.
Exactly. Like, there are other bands that have very similar songs, like, recorded that are identical to, like, Stairway to Heaven or whatever. So, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Or whatever.
God,
the fuck
isn't
that
a bummer? Imagine being that dude in his garage just chugging beer, just listening to Led Zeppelin like pieces of shit.
They have never been able to like really, really
prove it. Yeah.
So how can you prove it? Especially
unless you had
then.
Recordings that
everything
dated back
sounds
to,
like the Beatles, man.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. Imagine. I'm just not a huge fan of it. I'll listen to it, but I don't know. But it,
I don't
it
want it in my
Thor. Movie,
yeah, I thought
it
worked in Thor really well because that dude. That movie felt like the painting on the side of a van during 1980.
So cool.
It's like, and that works well with that Led Zeppelin in it,
but
I feel like.
Do you think that they also took that because of Guardians? Like, the
oh,
soundtrack
definitely.
To Guardians
yeah.
did so well.
Yeah. I think they realized they could use whatever color palette they felt like.
And it's probably a lot cheaper to get.
Well, color palette, but she was talking about the music.
Oh, yeah, the nostalgic.
The mixtape.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. All that
yeah, the logo looked like. It looked like fucking.
80s. Fucking. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Flash
like
Gordon. Yeah, it was like a power glove.
Yeah, it looked like Flash Gordon, yeah. All right, so what do you give Thor Ragnarok, bud?
Oh, that's like a 9.5 out of 10. That's real fun. I love it a lot.
Yeah, Thor, it's an almost perfect movie. I noticed watching it, though, that the CGI, very, like, with the people, like, the green screens, I felt like I could see more. And maybe that's just the TV and stuff and not seeing it on a big screen. But I caught that a lot more this time around, that I was, like, annoyed by the fact that that doesn't look perfect. Hmm.
And yeah, I mean, coming off of the heels of a Star Wars, though, it's
but
a fucking
I think that's what,
masterpiece.
I think that's what did it, though, to me. Is that like
now
I
you're looking for it.
Yeah, I'm noticing it.
Well, the movie, actually.
I'm talking about episode 1, 2, and 3, though. Like, it's all green screen, so anytime I get, you could tell now.
You're right.
Yeah, I have these things, like, sticking to my brain. It fucking sucks. It's ruining movies. And my favorite part about movies, CGI. All right, so we already covered the changes to the game. Well, no, we didn't. All right, so we already charged the changes to the movies. So now we are going to... All right, so Josie, you want to try to explain this?
Oh, okay.
The bracket system.
So we have a bracket. We have 24 movies. It's kind of confusing if you can't see it. I apologize.
Well, you will be able to see it if you follow us at EYECANTREAD. I can't read. On Twitter, I will be posting a picture of the bracket system. And but yeah, go ahead. Try
okay, so we have 24 movies. In the first issue, we eliminated a bunch of movies and we're down to 24. So
yes,
we have a bracket for 24 teams. Well, teams, movies, whatever. Yeah, that's going to be confusing for me. So we
basketball.
Also have an Elite Eight. We're doing it a little different than like your standard March Madness because it's really hard to convert a bracket and seeds and all that fun stuff into movie terms. That's really tough. So you
lost me with seeds, but...
Yeah, see? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Seeds?
Anyways, so we have an Elite Eight, and we'll give you those. You want to read them?
Yeah, so the Elite Eight is going to be, and this is based off of the box office numbers
correct.
For all the movies.
Yes, these are the top grossing Marvel movies.
So this smash is, hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in order, correct?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, I thought it was.
No, they're not.
All right. Marvel's Avengers, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America Civil War, Guardians Volume 2, and Spider-Man 2. That's Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, it is.
That was a mind blow, dude. That movie made a ton of money.
Yeah. I did not. When he started to look that up, I was like, don't bother.
It was so dope.
Yeah, 2004. Dude, Spider-Man 3 made more than Spider-Man 2. That would have beat it if we had it on our list. Isn't that insane?
Thank
to the Elite Eight. That's fucking wild. Because no one knew what pile of shit they were walking into.
Right.
That was, when they were movie. First. Spider-Man was like, sparked that whole...
comic book?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
For Marvel, well, not really. I mean, Marvel had their other little random shits that didn't make it into this list, but...
Well, Blade made it in. That came out before Spider-Man.
Yeah, but Blade feels different.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's different.
It is.
It's totally not a Marvel movie. It's just
and
based
it's
on a Marvel character.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really
vampires.
Good. We'll get into Blade.
Okay.
Calm it down.
Anyway, so we have the Elite Eight. Those ones, the way that our bracket's set up, there's 16.
Oh, yeah, five total brackets. So
like
five
phases almost.
Yeah, five showdowns, like each.
So the Elite Eight automatically are put
in
into
the round
like
two.
Phase two. So those are in there, and we are going to draw for the
First round.
Yes, round.
So, Marvel's Avengers, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Age of Ultron, Captain America Civil War, Guardians Volume 2, and Spider-Man 2 are all not going to be scored this round that we're doing.
Yep.
Correct.
So, we're going to draw out of a hat to make the first round of all the movies that we named last episode and the addendums that I made to the list because we're dumb and can't count.
Correct.
And now we will start drawing. Did you just shuffle these? Because we can just do one by one.
I did shuffle them. I've been shuffling
them. All right, cool. So just put them on the table. I'll draw the first one. All right, so we got Iron Man from 2008. That's going to be at the top of the first round's list.
Ryron Ran.
Is that how I sound?
Yeah.
The next one is The Punisher from 2004.
Punisher.
Oh, Jesus, fuck me.
That's an interesting. I like that matchup.
Hang on.
The first two. Ooh.
Some
like what we did there.
We're right next to each other. Okay.
I've been shuffling.
The next one, X-Men First Class from 2011.
X-Men First Crash.
Oh, jeez. All right. Man, I'm not shuffle well, dude.
And I'm just going straight down the bracket.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll take a picture of the finished bracket. And I'll upload a PDF of the other one. All right. Wait, what's this one right here? Logan.
Nice. Okay.
Is that against First Class?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Guardians of the Galaxy. The first volume. Blade 2.
Ooh.
I wonder who's winning that one.
Braid Brew.
Jeez. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Blade. Oh, fuck, man. Those are two of your faves, bro. One of them's getting knocked out.
Just pick it.
He hates this. The Amazing Spider-Man. Too bad that wasn't with Blade or Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Could have been sick.
Could have been. Deadpool.
Ooh.
Oh, Deadpool's for sure winning that one.
Deadpool.
Okay.
You never do
know.
That. X-Men, the original. Punisher Warzone. You gonna jump in any time?
That's not the Punisher theme.
No, this is X-Men, dude. Doctor Strange from 2016. I'm not giving all these dates. I don't care. Fuck y'all. Ant-Man. Strange is winning that, boy.
I'm a huge fan of fucking Paul Rudd. I love that.
Thor. Rant Blam.
And X2, X-Men United. Sounds like an airline.
Rexman.
All right, so in our first column,
I'm rhyming
you,
words.
Did you write yours, Tony? What are you doing? Are you changing?
I'm okay, contributing. No, honestly, like, yeah, he's probably doodling.
Well, I got pencil and paper. It's kind of different.
Yeah, I understand that. I never should fucking give that in front of you. I thought the iPad was bad.
I like this though.
Look
this...
at your Horcrux.
No, that's
the Deathly Hallows.
Wow, what a fan, everybody! Yep. What a fan.
Never
we
heard
just finished
of
that,
Harriet
by
Potter.
The way. Our yeah. Harry Potter marathon that we were supposed to do in one day.
I was talking
on
about...
On Thanksgiving.
I was talking about this Horcrux, dude. It's Nagini.
Oh.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, he drew a snake eating his tail
I'm
hours ago.
Sure your hand wasn't over there when you showed us that
no,
the first time.
No, he drew that hours ago, like I just said. He's just trying to fucking make himself sound
well,
like a fan.
You guys are questioning it.
Oh, I got a snake. Oh. Oh, I meant this ring I drew
Did you
right
imagine
here.
It? Did you think about it?
I will. Fuck yourself.
Anyway.
All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick short break that's intended.
Fuck-ups are hilarious.
Yeah, Tony gets really upset.
I had
about.
A really cool vibe going.
Yeah.
At least this time you had paper and pen and you...
Oh, he completely shut off to the world. He's like that little kid from Mercury Rising right now, just doing his puzzles.
Is that...
Not
shut
talking.
Up, I can still hear you.
Barely. Hey, hot what? All right, so we're going to take a short break.
Fill out our brackets.
Yeah, we're going to fill out the brackets.
What we've already done is we've taken the list of 24 movies
oh,
minus...
Wait. No, we did the drawing. We can just start scoring these now. We don't even have to take a break. We already did our scores. We're good.
Yeah, derp-a-derp-derp.
Okay, and
I was
then
ready.
We'll fill our the rest of the... but I wanted to make the brackets before we started doing the scores. Like, because don't you want to pick out who you think is...
Oh, yeah, we have to make
win?
Our brackets. Yeah. So we're going to predict, like, we're going to fill out the entire bracket now, Tony, to see, like, head-to-head.
Yeah.
What your predictions are, and then the winner. And then at the end of Marvel Madness, we're going to see
somehow,
who is closest.
We will tell you on the next episode how we are going to point to see who is the winner. Because you're going to get points for if you get something right. Like if you get the winner right, you're the ultimate winner.
Yeah, so check it out.
I'm
going to
fuck that up.
The first one's Iron Man and Punisher. So like say you pick Iron Man. Like, and that goes to the next round. And then it's Avengers versus Iron Man. Then you pick like Avengers or whatever. And you get that right. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to predict what's going to happen. So like I said, I'm going to post this on Twitter. Then you can follow along and make your own bracket system and see how close you were to us. You won't win shit, though.
I'm filling out every bracket.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what I'm going to do. Just telling the fans.
Okay. All right, so...
Telling the listeners, I'm going to do the diligence.
All right, we'll... Do diligence. Back in 1 second. And we're back. All right. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, here we are.
Lord. The fucking... Wet panties on this motherfucker is insane. All right, so the first round is, let me see.
You're saying I'm really horny?
No. That you're pissing your pants with just anger.
I wondered
and
the
you're
same
wearing,
thing.
And
yeah,
you're
what
wearing,
the fuck did you
and
mean
you're wearing
by
panties,
it?
So you're a little girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've really just kind of, you start sentences and,
see,
and don't know where they're headed.
No. I let the journey take me, dude. I don't care. I just start and go.
Michael Scott here, people.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to go with like Toddler Tony, because I know you guys like to do names like that. And a toddler, like you're like, stop touching that paper. And they're just like.
Oh, no, I do that shit to him all the time. But then he comes back with, you got your pee panties on, your pee panty.
Wet panties.
All right, so the first round is going to be Iron Man Punisher. So, Tony, all right, so the basis...
Who's going to keep the... I'll write it down. Hang on.
Okay, right on. The basis of scoring is 5 points for each category, the first category being plot, the second category being charm, the third category being special effects. And then the final is a total of possible 15 for each movie.
Uh-huh.
Whoever has the highest score will win. If there is a draw for any matter, we will do a flip toss coin.
Yeah.
Coin flip toss. All right. So, Tony, give me your numbers for Iron Man.
My numbers for Iron Man are...
Is it on the back of this?
No. Time out. Where's my...
What do you mean time out?
Hang on 1 second, people. We're having technical difficulties.
I need
difficulties.
That though, so I can read.
I have to go change my
panties.
So hang on a quick sec.
Yes.
While we delegate this and all get right, an adult diaper in here.
Yeah, pee pants. Tony over here. Poly pee pants.
It works.
Tony tucks his dick a lot. All right. All right, Tony. Hit so, Iron Man.
I ranked it because it's a very nostalgic movie for me. A 5, a 5, and a 3.
Iron Man.
So that's a 13.
Yeah.
Right on. Right on.
What did I do? Iron Man. I did Charm. I gave it a 5. Special effects, I gave it a 3. And plot, I gave it a 4. I love Tony Stark, and he blew me away in the first Iron Man.
Special effects, he didn't seem were too high, huh?
I don't know. Maybe because it's old. It's so, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, maybe because I've watched it so many times that it's just normal. Shit. No, it's just, like, it doesn't feel fake. I don't know.
All right,
me.
So
it
we have.
Good. I like it.
Oh, well, I mean, 3 but seemed it, low on the
Oh, it is. You're right.
Effects.
But I feel like it's just average. Like, it's just normal. Like, it doesn't feel.
I gave Iron Man 5 across the board because I
you
thought
would.
Yeah, I thought the plot was awesome. That's a charm factory, that movie.
I gave him a 5 on that.
And fucking the plot I thought was really cool, like the Obadiah Stone plot line and the Iron, like I think it's called Iron Mongol or some shit. That's like Obadiah's robot.
Yeah, Iron Monger.
Iron Monger, yeah. Like everything about the movie I thought was, that movie has so much rewatchability too, but I know that's not part of it, but like yeah, so like the plot and yeah, so I gave it 15 all around.
You got a 40.
Whoa.
Holy shit. That's a fucking high hitter right there. All right. So the next.
Coming out swinging.
Yeah. It was battling Punisher. That. Nah.
All right. So I feel like Punisher's going to lose. I feel like we all wrote down.
I gave it an 8.
All right.
Total.
You gave Punisher an 8 total.
Yeah. 3 charm, 2 special effects, 3 plot. I did like. I liked Punisher. I like Tom Jane. I like Rebecca Romijn.
Yeah.
Him
burning the dude with a popsicle.
John Travolta, is he in the first one?
He sure is.
Yeah, I dig that.
It's a very forgettable part of the movie. That's why I gave it 2s across the board.
Ooh.
So that's a solid 6. I didn't even really like the movie. I just might be nice. I don't know.
Yeah,
I gave
you're
it
a sweetheart.
3 for plot, 2 for charm because there wasn't really that much, and 3 for special effects. I guess that I should have given it a 1 for charm or some shit. I don't know. Good thing we scored earlier though, right guys?
Yeah.
All right, so that 22? Pushes Iron Man into round 2.
Oh, shit.
Here you go.
Thank you.
And what's this next movie? Move your little hand.
You have it on. Oh, you didn't write it down. See, you should have wrote it down.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't need to. All right, X-Men.
Yes, you did.
First Class.
Little hand. Isn't her hand the same size as yours?
No, here. Put your hand up against mine.
Look at that. Wow.
Look at that.
Oh.
It's massive.
Everyone, right now.
Everyone,
listening.
Check it out.
Check it out.
It crushing her hand like watching Andre the Giant drink a beer.
Yeah. Looks like me and Andre the Giant high-fiving.
All right. So now we are on
X-Men First Class versus Logan.
Ooh.
Yeah. I feel like Logan's coming out on top of this. Yeah. Tony, give me your X-Men First Class.
My X-Men First Class is 4, 3, and 3 for plot, charm, special effects.
Right on.
4, 3, and 3.
I got a 4, 3,
the
and 3.
The plot was dope. That Kevin Bacon fucking rocked in it. The Ice Queen was sick as
the
fuck.
The time period, all that, yeah.
The time period was dope. Yeah, what was it, Cold War?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Magneto was perfect.
Yeah, and James McAvoy, I dug him a lot as Xavier. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, no, that fucking quarter moment through the face of the Nazi.
Pulling the sub out of the water?
That's my screensaver for my computer.
Sick as shit.
All right, Jazzy.
I gave it a 4, 2, 4, so a 10 as well. So that's a 10 and a 10.
Whoa. I gave it a 4, 3, 4, so that's an 11.
Oh, you're hearing it here first.
That's a 31.
And then we are going to do...
Logan?
Hang on a second. Logan.
Ooh, okay.
I gave Logan a 5-4-3 for plot, charm, special effects.
Wow, special effects you gave a 3?
Yeah.
Why?
There wasn't much. And when I did see young Logan, it wasn't the best young Logan.
You know what that was, right?
Like paint on his face or
no, like
CG?
That was normal Hugh Jackman. They aged him up for the movie.
That's normal Hugh Jackman's like a 48-year-old dude.
He's like in his 50s. And no, he looks like young Logan. They might have aged him down a tiny bit.
Oh, they
barely,
aged him. They
barely.
Shined him up.
Dude, they overaged him with makeup and shit like that.
Which
in the movie.
Which looked great.
Yeah.
That's why I give it 3.
5's across the boards for me. 15. That movie rocks. That movie's so fucking awesome and, like, contained in the storyline and shit like that. And revisiting Professor Xavier, everything about that movie fucking
You're gonna lose, dude.
Logan's definitely winning.
It is, for sure, because I gave it a three.
Stupid idiot.
Actually, yeah, three for charm, because I don't feel like, I don't know, like, Logan's not real charming. Like,
yeah,
it's
but
not
I mean, like,
very,
the relationship little, with him and his, daughter, quote-unquote.
Yeah, that was good, but I gave it a 3-4.
What about
four.
Fucking Professor Xavier in it?
You can't change
like,
her.
He was awesome.
True.
I know.
He did take care of him. I can't change it. Don't try to change my mind.
And
3-4-4.
And the guy that fucking, the weird guy that took care of him, too?
Yeah,
the guy that couldn't, like, the vampire dude, almost. And fucking, who the fuck was the villain in it? The guy with the weird arm.
Yeah, with the cool teeth.
But yeah, he was just in a fucking... Oh, he was in Narcos.
Narcos.
Yeah, that dude rocks too.
What the Narcos didn't know was...
Logan won.
Everything's
38-31.
Fucking given. You guys are fucking idiots.
Okay.
It all won, right. Bitch.
I know, still. I'm just saying, higher score should have been given.
No.
All right, this is going to be
this
a tough one.
This isn't a debate.
This is a... Tony's about to fucking probably leave. Guardians Volume 1 versus Blade 2.
Let's see what we got here. Guardians Volume 1.
Yeah, give me Guardians first.
I give it fives across the board.
Ooh,
oh, 15. Shit.
That is tough.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know it was going up against my boy Blade.
Whoa. Wait, Blade 2, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not Blade. It's not the Blood God.
Oh. Oh, never mind. It's the next bracket that makes me want to kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just move forward with this one. I give the best movie of these two 5 out of 5.
All right. So
what are we doing?
Guardians Volume. Yeah, yeah.
I gave it a 5 for charm, 4 for special effects, and 5 for plot. So.
You are judgy.
Jeez.
I told you that I had to combat all your freaking 15s. My bad. I can't see my paper.
I know. Just when you talk, you talk into the microphone.
What did I say?
5, 4, 5, so it's a fucking 13.
But I'm talking and reading at the same
14,
time.
14, I mean. You gave it a 14. Stop doing that.
I can't see what I'm writing.
Just write 1-4. All right.
Got it.
Just write 1-4 without looking.
5 is across the board. It's 15 for me.
Whoa.
All right, which brings us to Blade 2. Fucking Predator Vampires.
Blade 2... I gave that fucking award.
What's that clocking at?
I got that one at a 3-2-3. Mainly because of Ron Perlman, and I like the Reaper's faces.
The Reaper's faces are dope as
that's
fuck.
Why they got 2 threes there.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Got 8.
Josie?
I gave it a 3-1-4.
Ooh, that's an 8-2, baby.
I gave it a 4-2-4. I'm so nice.
You're such
to these,
a sweet baby.
Yeah, to these movies. I'm like, man, they
fours?
Really...
Fours?
They really did. The plot I thought was neat, like with the Reapers and stuff like that. I thought that was a cool premise. And special effects, it looked pretty good.
It's those damn ninjas in the light where they're fighting them at the beginning and they're part of the fucking blood squad.
Charm factor was 2 for me. So, because that movie, Blade sucks more as the movies progress. Like, he's not,
God.
Like, he rocks in the first one, but the second one.
Suck more? What do you mean?
The second one, he's quippy and douchey and sucks. He sucks.
In which one?
He's a vampire. He sucks. You get it?
Yeah, which one did you say?
Blade 2.
You think?
He's not good. Wesley Snipes is not good in Blade 2. Watch it. When was the last time you seen it? Do you own it?
No.
Not a fan.
And it's not the Ryan Reynolds one.
No.
Yeah, it's
Trinity. I like that one too, though. Triple H.
Fucking
I like
hell.
That one too. Fuck you. I like it.
Parker Posey's right. Funny in that
until
one.
Until next time. Go, Bert. No, I'm just kidding.
What the
fuck? There's a little
motherfucker always cuts him off quick.
There's a little vampire designer dog.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. The Pomeranian vampire.
Fuck
anyway.
You both. So who won that one?
What do you
oh,
think?
What do you think?
What do you think? What do you think?
How are you guys doing on your list
what
so far?
What do you think?
It's
I've
Guardians.
Done everything perfect so
I'm,
far.
I'm fucking killing it right now.
Can I have the blank list, please?
I'm a god of bracket building.
That's the only thing you're a god of.
Thank you. What are you a god of?
War.
Drunk farts and fucking burping.
Yeah, that's it.
And fucking power hitting cigarettes and taking dick.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
Some people are proud of taking dick, dude.
I was making it rhetorically because you don't like it.
So next up we have
Captain America, Winter Soldier
versus
Blade.
Yeah, this is the one where Tony is literally going to start slitting wrists because I'm thinking Blade's going to get knocked out first round.
Yeah, just move on.
Oh, you don't even want to play this one, eh?
Oh, I give it fives. Just mark it.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice. I actually only gave it a 3-1-4. So it's an 8 again.
Winter Soldier, yeah, 15.
What? We
you didn't rate Blade.
Oh, sorry. Winter Soldier
we
was
did
first.
Them backwards. Sorry. We were just wanting to get the Blade sad news out of the 12. Way.
12. 12 for Blade.
Okay, so that's 35.
And that was on 5 for plot because I love the plot of that movie. The Blood Gods is the coolest thing ever. 3 for charm because there's not that much charming characters, but I do like Deacon Frost a lot. Blade's just not that like good of a character that you're like, man, I want to see him in more movies because he kind of sucks like as they go on.
I don't think
that's
true.
And then special effects, though, I did give a 4 because that shit holds up.
Yeah.
There's not many special effects in it, though.
Wipe your tears, bitch.
Well, special effects can be practical or digital.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why special effects is a good medium.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
Yeah, by the way, when he stabs motherfucker with a stake and they fucking disintegrate, that fucking
blows
the
gooey one up.
That shit.
But that's not, it's not like, pearl. It's not like.
He kicks a stake into somebody's heart. He roundhouses a stake into
and
somebody's heart.
And you think
heart.
Blade sucks. Fuck
there,
you.
Blade's and
awesome.
And there's demons that come
Blade
out of people's mouths
blows.
And fly around. There's a lot of CGI in there, too.
Requiem for a Blade.
Fuck off.
All right, so Winter Soldier. Tony?
I forgot to rate it.
Yeah, I doubt that. Just bury your baby now.
Tony, you might luck out. I gave fucking Captain America Winter Soldier 2-2-2.
I gave it 5-5-4.
Ooh. Oh, well.
I like it a lot. Fuck.
That's 14.
It's only 20, so unless you if you gave it a 15, it's a tie!
15.
No shit!
What?
Flipping
the coin on the blade,
Blade has
dude.
A chance. Ooh.
All right. You got a coin?
Who's got a coin?
I got a coin.
You're literally sitting there with your fucking arms crossed.
Oh, right.
You
this
fucking
is so
mute
awesome.
Idiot. What
this
the fuck?
This is so awesome.
All right, Tony, you got headphones on. Jesus, Lord in
I
heaven.
He's so excited that Blade might make it.
Yeah, this is a fucking, this is a tragedy because Winter Soldier
I
is
fucking,
definitely.
No, I hope. Oh.
I don't know, man. Winter
what
Soldier's
are the chances
good.
I would give Winter Soldier a 6?
All right, you call. What is it, Josie? What's heads? What's tails?
Well,
was talking to the mic, motherfucker.
Just
oh,
one.
She literally sat back in her seat and closed her eyes like a vampire, crossed her chest and everything. God, Christ on a cross.
Well, which so heads is Blade, right? That's what I want.
Sure.
That's what I want.
All right.
Okay. Should I just flip it onto the table
sure,
or flip it into
floor.
My hand?
Onto the floor.
Whatever you want. I'll look at
not
it.
On the not on the cat.
Heads.
And we
I
have
hate my life.
It's tails.
Boom! Winter Soldier goes to the next round. Here, write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, Tony has officially checked out.
And Josie.
That's nice. So how are you guys' predictions doing now?
wait, time out. What did we
yeah. Winter Soldier. You can just write Cap 2. Oh.
Yeah,
C-A-W. Oh, Captain America. I'm dumb. Okay, so the next round is going to be Amazing Spider-Man and Deadpool. I'm calling Deadpool. So Amazing Spider-Man is the one with Andrew Garfield. That's a blast,
two,
right?
Yeah,
like.
I gave it 1,
like
2,
him.
And 2.
Wow, Tony's really trying to just power through this now.
1, 2,
Blade
and
lost.
2.
He's done.
2, 2. That's 5. Cool.
he has mentally checked the fuck out. Tony might as well be in Texas right now.
Just it's like the one thing that never was going to happen was a coin toss, and I can't even win that.
It is happened it? Though. At least be happy. Play the game, motherfucker. It's not always about the outcome.
You,
you know?
Literally were cheering because your bracket's doing great right now.
I'm just
at
saying,
my sadness.
I called.
You care
it.
Not about me.
No,
I know.
I love you to death. Let's be honest. Oh yeah, just put your papers.
It's just like where I hold it so I can talk and read.
Yeah, that's good. It's right in
yeah,
front
you
of your
can't
face.
See anything.
I have to hold it.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
So why the low score, Stone?
What? For what?
The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, wasn't that amazing?
Good. All right.
I think his skateboarding was stupid.
I hated that they put
I think he's a bad Peter Parker.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, he's a terrible Peter Parker, but an awesome Spider-Man, which is like the exact opposite.
I forget who he fought.
Which, it was the Lizard.
Forgot it.
Which is the exact opposite for fucking, Tobey Maguire, is that who played the first one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a great Peter Parker, terrible Spider-Man.
I think that Emma Stone was the best part of the whole movie.
Yeah, and she rocked in the second one, too. She
yeah.
was really good. And the kid from fucking Chronicles sucked in fucking Spider-Man 2. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. Amazing Spider-Man 1. Josie.
I gave it a 3-1-1. It's a 5.
So Charm 1, Special Effects 1?
Charm got a 3. We put ours in different orders. Okay. Charm 3, Special Effects 1, Plot 1.
Special Effects 1?
I don't remember.
Oh, so you just don't even know what it looked like? It looked good. Okay.
But I gave it a 3 because Andrew Garfield's cute.
It's a new lap record.
Wow. It's a new lap record. Girlfriend wants to fucking cheat on me with Andrew Garfield. That's gonna eat.
No, okay. No, no.
Whatever. No, let's keep playing this fucking game, guys.
I told you. Yeah, never mind.
He's crying because Blade lost. You want to blow Andrew Garfield? He wants to blow Deacon Frost.
Speaking of Deacon Frost.
Oh, I blow him too. I'm like, God.
What's
damn
wrong
it
with wanting to blow dudes, Paul?
Nothing, dude.
All right, then, dude.
It's 2018.
Yeah, yeah, Paul, man. You can Jesus blow whoever you want.
Okay.
No. Jesus Christ, you're so annoyed.
Okay. What'd you give it? Just come on now.
2, 3, 4. So I gave it a 9. Plot 2, because they redid the fucking origin story of Spider-Man. Like, no one fucking knew that. Charm 3, because it's not really a charm factory. But 4 for special effects, because it looked good, even though you don't remember.
No, I don't.
So that puts Deadpool.
Oh, Tony. All right.
5, 5, and 3 for Deadpool.
What was 3?
Special effects.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because some of it didn't look as good as the other movies on this list.
Wow, I thought the special effects in this movie for the budget.
For the budget, great.
But I thought they looked fucking, I can't name a spot where I'm like, that looked bad. What spot looked bad?
There was like a lot of like cheesy looking falls. There was a lot of cheesy looking like full body animation work. Like anything that was like him jumping through a whole CG version of himself. I was like, it's great, but it's not like the greatest.
Yeah, but Black Panther had that in it too. I mean, they can't like get that perfect.
Well, you can try harder.
I don't know. All right. 5s. All across the board.
Why?
All right.
It's a fucking sick. The plot alone is awesome.
I gave it out of 5.
Yeah. The charm. I could watch fine Ryan Reynolds be Deadpool forever. Like, just put that on a TV. Just have him, like, in his house being Deadpool. I'm cool with that. And then special effects, like I said, I thought they were fucking fantastic. I thought they did a really, really good job with that movie. The little hand looked great.
Oh, yeah. His little baby hand.
I bet it's going to feel huge in this. all right. So Deadpool wins.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking my score.
Oh, go ahead.
No, it's cool.
My bad, sorry.
Ooh.
I was so angry about your Andrew Garfield crush.
It's just an 11.
It's an 11? I looked down and I saw it. All right, mm-hmm. So it wins, right? Yes? Are you not talking to me anymore?
This is good for a podcast. I'm trying to write. You just handed me a piece of paper to
just
write.
Just kidding, babe.
Oh, shut your mouth. I can't have two motherfuckers hating me on this fucking same show.
Well, I'm just trying to write.
And I'm just picking up trash off my gut.
Okay.
As usual.
I got lint on me.
So next up we got X-Men and Punisher Warzone. Tony, X-Men.
I'm getting my papers. Yeah. I got these.
Wipe the trash off your gut.
Shut up. All right. X-Men, I gave it a 1-3-2.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, it's 1-3-2. I was not being very giving at that end of the fucking rating chart.
I didn't know Blade would be so do so badly.
1-3-2 just because, you know, it's a okay origin story, but I don't watch X-Men and feel very much.
That's fair. I thought it was cool that Magneto was trying to change every person into a mutant. That's fucking, it's weird. It's like a genocidal story, but like taking away the, I mean, it's a natural choice. It's nature's choice to make someone a human. It's evolution.
Yeah.
So it's all fucking random. But he's like, I'm just going to make everyone mutant so we're all accepted. So it's like a genocidal story, but like with like this whole thing of like, I just want to be regular too.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that's a
he
neat
wants to just everyone just be like him.
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, because he feels he's superior as well.
That's just
kind
of corny. Like they use like the fucking Statue of Liberty, and I'm like,
oh, you and the Statue of Liberty. Like,
so
you're like,
corny.
It's just corny because they use the Statue of Liberty. I'm like, why? Why is
fucking
it corny?
Sabretooth is corny as fuck.
Sabretooth is dope in the beginning. He sucks at the end.
Is that the one with the girl who's Sookie?
Yeah, Sookie Stackhouse.
But is that the one where like that's where she meets? Wolverine in like
In the bar.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. I
he's
gave
like
it
fighting.
I gave it a 3 for charm, 2 special effects, and 3 for plot.
Okay, I gave it a 3 for plot, 4 for charm, and three for special effects, because that was like our first introduction to a lot of the characters.
Add those up for me. I didn't hear them.
Oh, it's a 10.
10, 10, 10.
All right. So what do we got going
versus
on
versus
Punisher Warzone.
I've never seen this, I don't think.
Well, fucking great that you rated it.
I gave it all ones.
All right, so X-Men wins. Motherfucker, why wouldn't you fight?
I gave it 2-3-2. It doesn't matter, but yeah.
Well, I gave it an 11 total.
I'm pretty sure I said this on the last one. Maybe I might have seen it.
I own
it.
I could have let you fucking watch it.
That's your fault.
That is not. That is not my fault.
You're a bad person.
Not.
Bad person.
Why don't you go love on Andrew Garfield some more?
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm
so jealous.
Wait, which one won? X-Men? Okay.
Yeah.
For fucking sure.
That should have won. You needed to write these down yourself. Now you.
Oh. I hate that. Never mind.
Go ahead.
Just my personality just makes me not win at anything ever.
Yeah, you're a loser.
Yeah, I know.
I think you.
I live with a loser, and now it's just oozed upon me.
No, you mean you live with yourself? I understand that.
No, I live with a very unique creature.
I'm looking pretty good though, right now, dude. I'm like.
No, I mean, I guess you could be the best.
I'm stacked as hell.
You're not allowed. Why do you get to see what I like? You took my paper.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You read these. I didn't write them down.
We're really dragging ass here.
No shit.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Fuck you.
Fold your papers up a little more. Done.
Yeah, it's the last four. All right, so Doctor Strange versus Ant-Man. Ant-Man. All right, Doctor Strange, Tony, give it to me.
4, 3, and 5.
4 for mystics, 3 for fucking bald ladies, and 5 for fucking hand motions.
So 12.
5 for portal rings.
5 for the Eye of Dormammu. I don't care.
Dormammu! It sounds a lot like he's saying Shikaka.
Shikaka.
Or what does he call him? He's like, when he says guano, it's like he's saying
guano!
Dormammu!
All right,
we're going to be here a while.
I gave it a 3 for charm, 3 for special effects, and 4 for plot.
3 for special effects? Damn, that thing was like
that thing's a straight up acid trip.
I guess, I don't think I liked it. I don't think I liked.
Not organized enough for you?
No, I just didn't. I don't know if I liked the whole moving of the hands and then like a.
The bald ladies.
The magic?
I don't know if I like.
You don't like magic?
I like magic.
What'd you think of Black Panther?
But do you?
I just felt like Ragnarok. That was easy.
What do you think of Ragnarok?
Don't tell
Doctor Strange in that.
Oh, I liked him in that. I like Doctor Strange. I think he's a dick, though, and that's why I gave him a 3 for charm. Like
super dick.
I think he's a dick. But I like his character. That's why I gave the plot a 4, and I like the storyline. I like his character. I just think he's a dick.
Okay.
And I don't like making circles in the air. It's kind of lame in a way.
He's doing charms.
It's cool, but it's lame. I don't know.
What was it? What was it called? Like the skip ring or some shit?
Yeah, something like that.
The things he can do is awesome. Like in
no one could see that. Just hearing your dumb fucking voice.
When he was in Ragnarok and like he says like cup of coffee. Yeah, that was so good. It was so.
That's because some of his magic he's learned to do without doing any hand motions.
It's just neat. I like that.
I give it a 5, 3, 5. 5 for. Wait, hold on. Did I do that? Yeah. 5 for plot, 3 for charm, and 5 for special effects. I thought the special effects were fucking sick in that movie.
13?
Yeah, 13, right? Yeah. Okay. But yeah, the plot I thought was really good. But yeah, the charm factor, yeah, he is a douche, so you kind of don't connect with
him.
He's
really mean to that girl.
Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, he's really mean
to her. She's not that great in it either.
No,
but there
she's
is
a mean girl too. They deserve awesome, each other.
There's an awesome exchange with them in his apartment, though, when she's like, fuck you, you piece of shit, fuck yourself. And it's a really good acting moment between the two characters. All right, God fucking damn it.
Ant-Man.
Dormammu. Ant-Man. Oh. Ant-Man, I gave Ant-Man a 1-2-3.
Whoa!
For a knockout.
Wow, so wait, the plot was a 1?
Yeah, could care less.
Yeah,
it's
I gave
a
it.
Robber that becomes an ant. Cool.
Okay. Charm.
I kind of summed it up.
Charm.
Charm, I mean, Paul Rudd can only go so far. I just don't think that movie was super memorable. But I do think the special effects were very unique, and so that's why I gave them a 3 out of 5. My 5s for special effects, besides Blade, are very, very powerful movies.
I'm not going to lie, Blade didn't have anywhere near as good a special effects as any of the movies on this list, though.
No, but it did.
to him.
Because it used a lot of practical effects that are really incredible.
It's all opinions. Yeah, true. Okay. So,
Josie?
Ant-Man, I gave it a 4 for charm because I love Paul Rudd. How dare you talk shit about him like that?
Hey, you settle down, you.
I'll give you. And not only that, the cast, too. I mean, I thought the cast was fun.
Yeah, who is that old man? Douglas? Michael Douglas? Is that him?
Wasn't that a Sheen?
What? Who is it? What is that guy's name?
It's Michael Douglas.
Ah.
Wasn't that a Sheen? Tiger Blood.
He was good in it. God. The girl from Lost, warlock. Right? Kate from Lost? That bitch?
I just like the Mexican.
She's barely in it. And yes, her name is Evangeline Lilly. And she's so hot.
She's going to be in the next one. Did you fuck it up again?
No.
Oh, he fucks it up a lot.
Oh, fuck you both.
Anyways, Ant-Man, 4 for charm, 3 for special effects, and 3 for plot.
Lock it down.
So
clock
that's
it.
A 10.
Give it a clock.
All right. 3, 4, 4 for me. 3 for plot, 4 for charm, special effects, 4.
So.
11.
11. Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Oh, fuck it.
Make some noise.
Doctor Strange won that. Dang.
Yep, sure did. Sitting fucking well, son.
Of course it did.
All right, sorry. Fucking Jesus hell.
Well, maybe if you would have wrote them down, you wouldn't have to have my
paper. I could read them off. You're right. I get it. Hold on. Can you stop bending the paper? I can go to the next one. Thor and X-Men 2. X2 United.
All right. For Thor.
Wow. What a Freudian slip that was, you piece of shit. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Did you mean to say pizza clip, but you called me a piece of shit? That's a Freudian slip, too.
It is. I'm like, oh, you pizza clip. Nom, 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 nom.
Frick, I love suck, pizza. Suck, suck, nom, 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 suck, suck. Okay.
What's wrong with sucking, dude?
What? Wow, I love sucking. Suck a clip?
I bet you fucking
if that's
would.
A term. Hey, suck a clip, bro.
I'm sure it is. Urban Dictionary, for sure.
Okay, so for Thor, I gave it 2s across the board.
2, 4, 6?
Thor, kind of a bore. Wow. I wish there was more. That's the whole rhyme.
Wow. Tony Haiku over here.
Wanted to walk out the door.
There you go. All right. Woo! That was a fresh 8 bars. All right, good.
I gave Thor a 5 for charm.
That was 4 bars.
I like Thor. I like him.
5 for charm?
Yeah. And a 3 for special effects and a 4 for plot.
All right, I rated Thor somehow higher with 4 for plot, 5 for charm, because I really enjoy all the characters. Ah, minus Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I could do that.
You know what? I should have scored it lower, but I didn't think about her because I was just thinking about Thor.
Hindsight, I wish I could revise some
that's
of my
scores. That's why
they
throw all those
know.
Characters away in Ragnarok.
Special effects, honestly. Special effects, I gave a 4 because I thought I thought it looked dope.
So you're at a 13?
I'm at a 13.
The Destructor or whatever his name was?
Yeah, something like the Eviscerator or something.
That's a 32 for Thor. And now X-Men X2?
Yes, X2.
What is that called again?
United.
United.
X-Men 2 United. I gave it almost 2 points. I gave it 1, 1, and 1.
Wow.
I didn't want it.
So 3.
Don't like it.
I don't remember a thing.
I don't remember
it.
I feel like I have amnesia from the movie.
Starts out with Nightcrawler trying to assassinate.
I like Nightcrawler.
Cool thing.
I like
that's the only reason it got 3 points.
Yep.
That was the dope part.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes on to Stryker. That was the person that made Logan who he is.
Yep.
Wolverine.
Yep.
He takes the house, I believe.
I just remember when those movies came out, I really liked those movies. I really loved that. They feel like all like one kind of movie.
They
now.
All are kind of the same thing.
Like, it's really hard for me to.
Last Stand is rough, but I like all the different types of
I
mutants.
Added something
it shows. I love seeing mutants.
I like the mutants too. So I gave X2 a 3 for charm, 2 for special effects, and a 3 for plot.
Okay.
I gave 2 for plot, 4 for charm, and 3 for special effects.
How many is that?
9.
Tony, you gave it a 3?
I gave it a 3.
Total. So yeah, fucking for sure.
Thor takes it.
Thor takes it.
Thor's moving up the chain, DK.
All right, so now I will read off who
We're
is
done.
Battling next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are done with this episode, this issue.
Wait, do you want to go over what we did real quick on this, or do you want to wait? Do you want to
round? Yeah. Let's announce our winners. All right. So for the first round between Iron Man and Punisher, Tony, who'd you pick?
Iron Man.
Josie?
Iron Man.
I did as well. All right, so for X-Men First Class and Logan, Tony?
Logan.
Josie?
Logan.
So did I. Guardians Volume 1/Blade 2. Tony?
Guardians 1.
Guardians.
Guardians. Okay. And this is the this is the bummer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I picked Blade for the next one. It's Winter Soldier versus Blade.
Yeah, yeah. I picked Winter Soldier.
I picked Blade as well.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
But, yeah, yeah, it sucks.
Paul hasn't seemed so depressed, Paul's got so one I think he got them all.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man and Deadpool.
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 X-Men and Punisher Warzone.
Warzone.
X-Men.
X-Men. I loved Warzone too, but I knew that it was going to go X-Men because I thought you guys didn't like that movie. Doctor Strange, Ant-Man.
Tony? Ant-Man. Sorry.
What? Doctor Strange.
I picked Doctor Strange as well. And Thor and X2.
Thor.
Thor.
Thor. All right, yeah, so I got all of them right that round.
I got two wrong, and I think Tony got two wrong too.
Yeah, you got Warzone and Blade, and you got Blade and...
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man. Right on. So next week... It'll be Marvel's Avengers versus Iron Man, Logan versus Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming versus Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, Winter Soldier versus Thor Ragnarok, Avengers Age of Ultron versus Deadpool, X-Men versus Captain America Civil War, Guardians Volume 2 versus Doctor Strange, and Thor versus Spider-Man 2. And... we're going to do a different set of scoring as well, but I'm going to post all this stuff. Like, I'm going to post the picture of the bracket and shit like that. The next score will be of 4, the next one will be of 3, the next one of 2, and the next one of 1 until we get to the winner. So we'll probably do, what, 3 brackets next time?
Finish it up, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we might. This,
we'll,
so
we'll
this
aim
might,
for that.
This
I
might be
can.
the middle yeah. of the saga of Marvel Madness.
So you have a week to make your brackets if you want to participate.
Yeah, I'll take a picture of it and post it on Saturday when this episode comes out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys got anything else you want to fucking talk about? Any superheroes or anything cool?
I think I'm going to lose.
I agree.
Do you guys want to make a bet?
No.
Okay,
I just
bad
said
time
I
to
think
ask.
I'm going
to
lose. Bet I'll lose.
You could do that.
What are the odds on me? I'll bet against me.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.